Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The monumental thing that we're celebrating today, how do you get that across? How do you get across Luther's insight into the good news? How he saw God's word and helped interpret it through law and gospel. And as I thought about that, I thought about, I'm going to get my annual physical on Friday. And I was thinking, well, some story about that might help. So put yourself in this story if you can. You're feeling great. You go in for your annual physical, and the doctor, you figure, is going to breeze right through it. And you go in, and she looks at you, says, yeah, you're looking great, except this little thing. I want to test it. I just want to see. So why don't you come back for some tests? So a few weeks later, you go back for the tests, and you're still feeling great. But then after the test, you notice the look on the doctor's face. And she says, sit down, please. You know, this isn't good. So you sit down, and you don't remember everything she said, but words stick with you like rare, terminal, months. Nothing more that we can do. And you just sit in that chair and you feel like your legs are lead, you can't get out. What? All my hopes and dreams for my family, all the plans I've had, months. It's a death sentence. It's crushing. You feel helpless. Hope. There's nothing to do. So you go back to the doctors a few weeks later, and she's going to do the best she can to keep you comfortable. But then you go in, and she has a great big smile. And she said there has been a major breakthrough in the very disease that you have, a breakthrough that promises a full and complete recovery, and you can live a full and normal and healthy life. Oh, rapture, oh, joy, oh, freedom, the burden is lifted from you. You feel like dancing on a cloud. You are free. If you can lose yourself in that story, you can get a sense of what this Reformation business is all about, what Martin Luther rediscovered as he read what Marilyn read today in Romans, and he read in John's Gospel. If you read Romans, you're going to probably hear more than you want to hear about our spiritual situation. It's not good. It's not good. He spells out quite clearly that we are in bondage to sin. We have a terminal disease. We are all in bondage to sin. And that is the penalty for sin is what? Death. Separation from God. Hell. St. Paul's basically saying we're all going to hell. And just in case we thought, well, you know, yeah, but I'm not as bad as that guy. I mean, you know, we find out that God doesn't grade on the curve. We're all guilty, all of us, compared to God's purity and light and goodness and justice. We are, well, Martin Luther said, we're a bag of maggot feces. And we all are condemned to die, condemned to hell, period. End of story. No exceptions. The diagnosis is complete, and there is nothing that we can do about it. It's hopeless and we're helpless. Abandon hope, all who enter here. But did you hear what Marilyn read in our second lesson? There's a wonderful little three-letter word, one of my favorite words in the Bible, on verse 21. The word is but, B-U-T. It's one of my favorite words because a lot of times after but, there's something good happening. And after reading the first part of Romans, I needed some good news, some good news. And Paul says, but now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed through faith in Jesus Christ for all believers. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift, a gift. Wow. Let that sink in. God does for us what we cannot and sometimes don't even will not do for ourselves. God sends his son Jesus Christ for our sins and the sins of the whole world. And God raised him from the dead. He is now with us. He is death proof. So that by faith we might be restored, brought back from hell to heaven, from death to life, from helplessness to hopefulness, from separation to intimacy with God. We were as good as dead. Now, by God's grace in Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are alive. We are alive in Christ. And for the gift of this great good news, this great healing, this great everlasting life, that Jesus, what can we do about it? What does God want us to do about it? Nothing. You can't. It's by God's grace and goodness alone that we are saved, that we have eternal life, that our sins are forgiven, that as we die and rise with Christ every day, it's a new day. The past is gone. The future is now ours. And it's a wonderful gift. And even this gift of faith is a gift from God. St. Paul tells us in Ephesians, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this faith is not your own doing, but it is a gift from God. All we can do is receive it. Receive the good news. Do you feel it? Do I see some smiles out there? Do I see the frowns going, up? That there's eternal life? There is love? Anything you screwed up in the past is forgiven? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Life's not going to be perfect now, and we know that. There still is challenges. There's still changes in life. We make mistakes, but the beauty is we can always return to our baptism. We can return to the Lord our God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding with eternal, steadfast love. That's the gift we have. Jesus tells us today, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Martin Luther picked up on this. And another Martin Luther King Jr., made a big speech about this, that we are free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. And Martin Luther said, in this reality, here I stand. Here I stand. This is the gospel. Oh, yeah, the political forces will come at you. The religious forces will come at you. But in Jesus Christ, we have good news. We are free. We are free. And he said, here I stand. We are standing in that. Maybe we can voice it. What's in our heart, we can say it. How about it? Here we stand. Can you say it? Here we stand. I can't hear you. Here we stand. What you say? Here we stand. And that freedom and that great good news in Jesus Christ is yours. Remember that. Every day you can return to that because God is love. You, as this guy always says, where's he at? There he is. You are loved. You are free in Christ. That's what the Reformation's about, and that's the joy we have. The joy, the freedom, the rapture of knowing our new life in Christ. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.